1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully you guys are off to a wonderful start and survived those storms yesterday. Man, they were crushing yesterday afternoon. It was coming down in sheets where I was at, and I only live a couple of minutes from the station. But man, it felt like some of those lightning strikes were hitting like right outside my house. And for some, that was very true. We got to talk about some of the impacts that the storm had on one person in particular coming up later on this hour. But yeah, the storms are crazy last night. I felt terrible because, like, it's funny. It's my puppy who is with me today because, you know, I just had to bring her in, sitting on the couch with me over here. You know, I'm in my chair, but she's over on a nice plush couch next to me. She was perfectly fine. Scarlett, on the other hand, my older dog, was not having it, just plopped herself right in my lap and was like, hold me. The end of the world is coming. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's an incredible survival story that took place yesterday in Augusta as a man was driving through the Fort Custer recreational area and his F-150 was struck by lightning while he was driving. He was unharmed. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see photos of this truck, and you will not believe that this guy was unharmed by this whole incident. WWMT was there with firefighters, and they were able to take a look. They were able to obviously get the fire under control. This thing, it looks absolutely melted. It looks like there was like a melt stick or something that was, it was like a melt ray that was hit this truck. Unbelievable. I can't believe this guy wasn't injured. They said a man who was inside his truck was struck by lightning and he's alive. The News Channel 3 photographer who was in the area at the time for storm coverage spoke to the first responders who said the man is lucky to be alive. We also have the odds of surviving a lightning strike or even getting hit with lightning. And I'll tell you, those odds just aren't safe enough for me. I mean, in your lifetime, one out of 15,300 people, that's a venue I don't want to be in. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1980 was the seventh studio album from AC/DC, Back in Black. Regarded as one of the most influential hard rock and heavy metal albums of all time, it is the second best-selling album behind Michael Jackson's Thriller, having sold 31.2 million copies since its release. I don't need to tell you about this album. It's a staple. It should be in your collection, so pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You know, I've gone all morning long without addressing, obviously, arguably the biggest news since Ozzy Osbourne's passing, which was Hulk Hogan dying yesterday. Obviously, everybody knows this by now, but Hulk Hogan died at the age of 71 yesterday. And a lot of people very conflicted with his dying because he didn't have the best reputation in the last year. In fact, his last WWE appearance when Raw debuted on Netflix, he got booed out of the building. And, you know, there's no doubt that he was an icon and he definitely, he helped at least WWE get to the next generation. It's funny though, cause like as a wrestling fan, I know a lot of people say things like there'd be no WWE without Hulk Hogan. And I completely disagree with that because, there would be no WWE without a number of people, but Hulk Hogan is not one of them. And I say that because there would have been no WWF, the Next Generation in the early 90s without Hulk Hogan. That is absolutely true. He got them to that next platform. But once that was over, he literally tried to destroy WWF. Like, he literally tried to take down the World Wrestling Federation with WCW. That was their goal, was to put Vince McMahon out of business. And he was the main reason behind that, because it wasn't going to work with anybody else. I know they considered the wrestler Sting to do the bad guy turn, but Hulk Hogan was the only person who could have done that. And it was the best heel turn, in my opinion, of all time. Most shocking bad guy turn of all time. Hulk Hogan, the ultimate hero at the time, turning into a bad guy. That was huge. And it changed everything for professional wrestling. But once that happened, the statement that there'd be no WWE without Hulk Hogan kind of loses its relevance, because I would argue that there would have been no Ruthless Aggression era without people like Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Mankind, the Attitude Era, and even going forward from that. And it's, I think it's a generational thing. Obviously, he did help propel WWF at the time to the early 90s, and that was crucial. But once he tried to take them out of business, it's kind of tough to say that there'd be no WWE without him, because there literally almost wasn't one because of him. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We have an exclusive VIP soundcheck experience with Government Mule that we are giving away right now on the 107.7 RKR app. If you click that Government Mule button, you can get signed up for the Back in the Saddle Ultimate VIP experience for you and a friend. You're going to get two tickets to the show August 31st at Warner Vineyards, but you and a friend are going to get in on this soundcheck. You're going to get a Warren Haynes signature Dunlop guitar slide, a pair of limited edition Matt Apps custom logo drumsticks, Danny Lewis autographed musical chart of a Government Mule song sealed in a poster tube, custom guitar picks, a whole bunch of commemorative stuff, early access to the merch table. This is going to be a huge giveaway. We're going to give it away on Tuesday, but you have until the end of the weekend to get signed up. Five different ways to get entered on the 107.7 RKR app. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, Lollapalooza returns for its 15th year. Not Lollapalooza, Lollapalooza. It's at the Lila Arboretum in Battle Creek, and they're hosting their 15th annual music festival this Saturday. Hopefully, there won't be too much rain, but they're going to be back, and there's got a full day of music, all sorts. It's a multi-genre music festival, so there's something for everybody there. Besides the concert, the Arboretum has 2,500 marked trees and plants, dozens of gardens and walkways. They got like a mile walk and running trail, the Kaleidoscope Garden. They got the vegetable, the community vegetable garden, the fantasy forest. I mean, this place is beautiful. If you've never been there before, you open up the 107.7 RKR app, get all the info on this event that's going down and about this place, because either way, it's going to be a fun time to either just go and enjoy nature, but enjoying music on top of it, even better. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, and we are getting the party started. We're back in the studio with Zoe Turner. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful. I'm going to go golfing after this.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Jake is also here hanging out in the back of the studio as well. You both look like you're going golfing today.
Well, he looks like he's really going to go golfing. I look like Happy Gilmore. I'm wearing the camo pants. I got it all going on, you know? I'm ready.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. Well, we're back here with Workplace of the Weekend just to check in with you. How have things been going over there?
Pretty good so far. It's been a bit slower, but it's our slow season, you know. We got hot food during this hot weather. Doesn't always mix, and I understand. But we're chugging along, and it's so wonderful to see all of our customers' faces every day. Makes my day.
Yeah, and well, there's a lot of people coming in, too, because you do have that buffet as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and our buffet, it do be rocking during the day. Last night, we got absolutely hit with the buffet. It was beautiful. Four families came in, stayed the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had a blast. We played music and jammed out. It was really great.
That's a nice thing about there, too, is that you can basically request any pizzas for the buffet, yeah, including the pizzas of the month that you have right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so we put on the buffet, the Chipotle Chicken White,
nice,
and our Berry Boom Dessert Pizza. They're both great, and everybody raves about how wonderful they are.
Gotcha. The Berry Boom pizza. What's on that again?
Cream cheese.
Oh, man.
I know. I just have to end there, right?
Danger.
Cream cheese, and then strawberries, blueberries, cinnamon sugar, and then when it comes out, gets a drizzle of honey and a splash of mint.
Awesome. We got to get in on that soon. What do you guys also do, like, specials on Tuesdays, don't you?
Yeah. We have 30% off on Tuesdays from 4 to 8, and medium, large, extra large. And you can call in, order online, or come in and order even.
Right. And the catering orders are clutch too as well.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make sure you get those in.
Yeah. And we do have like catering discounts. Like if you order a bulk amount, obviously we give bulk pricing. So if anybody's ever interested in that, always give us a ring and we can always get you all set up for that.
Radical. Well, we appreciate you doing what you do for the community and for us here at The Rocker, because we do Workplace of the Week with you. We want to throw pizza parties for businesses in Southwest Michigan. And we have yet another winner. So Zoe, hit them with this week's winner of Workplace of the Week.
The winner is Heather Duff from Alta Material Handling in Battle Creek.
All right. Congratulations, Heather. Woot woot. You have won your Workplace of the Week. So we're going to get that information from you. We're going to throw you guys a pizza party. And again, if you want to get signed up, you can do that on the Workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app or at WRKR.com if you have not yet won Workplace of the Week. If you have signed up, well, don't worry. You're still in the running. But if you want to sign up again, I'm not going to tell you you can't. So hit on over there, the Workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app. And again, congratulations, Heather Duff, Alta Material Handling in Battle Creek, the new Workplace of the Week. Zoe, I imagine you're not going to leave for golf without having a beer at least.
No, I need probably 3 beers to get me warmed up, you know?
Very smart. Let's do that next.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, baby! Ooh, yeah! We are back for first beer of the freaking weekend. Yeah! And we have got one portion of the Woo crew back. Mary, after a while.
Ooh, yeah!
Finally, back in the game for some brewskis from Presidential Brewing Company. We got Jake back in the studio. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? It's good to be here.
Exactly. You have a golf trip today, too, don't you?
I mean, it's going to be a golf trip to watch two different movies of Happy Gilmore.
Nice. So, beautiful. Well, we're back for first beer of the weekend. Got another brew to feature this week, and this one is a creamy dream. Tell us about what we got brewing up here.
All right. So this is our number one selling beer at Presidential, which is pretty bonkers. Calvin Creamage is a cream ale. And what's crazy about this is coming into this, I probably didn't expect this to be our number one selling beer. It's mostly because a cream ale, though it's called cream ale, it seems like a deceptive name. It's not like a creamy sweet beer necessarily. This is more based on the ingredients that are used in it. And it's an ale that tastes a little bit like a simple lager. It's one of those beers that when you drink it, you go, oh yeah, beer, got it. I feel like this is kind of the perfect golf course beer. So I was thinking, you know, in the theme of Happy Gilmore and whatnot today,
right,
we would drink a beer today.
Yes, that sounds great. Well, cheers it up.
Cheers.
That's right. Happy Gilmore 2 now out. I think it's on Netflix too. Uh-huh. So I don't even have to go anywhere to watch it. Just sit at home.
Yeah.
Beautiful. No, this is great. You're right. This is like probably your, I would say this is probably your most straightforward beer. For people who aren't crazy on craft beers, I think you've said of this before, it's a very good introduction to craft beer.
It is. This is a bridge beer. So people come in and I love this question. They always go, do you have any domestics? I'm like, well, yeah, they're all made really local, like hyper locally, more domestic than you would believe.
Right.
But usually when people are asking for that, I know that they mean something different. I'm just being silly. And I direct them towards this beer because this is really what they're looking for. They're looking for a beer that tastes like beer.
Yeah.
So, exactly. This is a great one. A bridge beer that kind of gives people a little bit of the taste of craft, because this one's heavier than a traditional, you know, whatever, a highly distributed beer. It sits at like 6%, a little bit over 6% ABV.
Oh, wow.
So it'll punch you in the face a little bit if you drink a few of them.
Yeah, no doubt. What kind of goes into making this?
One of the key ingredients to having a cream ale is to having flaked maize, aka corn,
really?
In the beer. So yeah. Yeah, so we don't actually put like corn on the cob in the beer, right? Or anything. It's they run it through a mill and they press it and flatten it out, and those starches and everything make their way into the beer, and that's kind of what gives this style its signature flavor.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. So what do you have going on this weekend other than the Happy Gilmore Fest today?
Oh, man. So it's always a party at Presidential. Tonight, we've got this amazing band called The Iconics. They are
nice.
They're basically like a yacht rock band.
Yeah.
So lots of fun. They've got like a triangle as part of the band.
Oh my gosh. They've got chimes.
It's very... you feel like you've transported in time when you're watching this band.
That's beautiful.
And then tomorrow, super excited, we've got the All-Nighters coming back. We've had them earlier this year in May. And the All-Nighters are a great rock cover band. It's an awesome time. They put on an awesome show, tons of fun to watch. So, yeah, we got some awesome music this weekend out on the Honor Credit Union stage, and we're prepared for telling these clouds to piss off.
Beautiful. I love that. And we're also going to give you a little hand here with this Calvin Creamage today, correct?
Heck yeah. Come out today and get 50% off your first draft pour of Calvin Creamage.
And while we're there, let's hook you up with a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company right now. 978-1077. Call it number 7. You're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. And we're going to also hook you up with a table for these shows this weekend, because it's a good weekend for some music, for some good beers, and good times at Presidential Brewing Company.
That's right.
Dang right. Get in. 978-1077. Caller 7. You're going to win a table to this weekend shows and $20 to Presidential Brewing Company as we cheers this bad boy.
Cheers.
First beer of the weekend. Yeah.